Thank you very much for your cooperation. So please try to speak.
Thank you very much. As I was saying, I was talking about violence, this violence on a daily basis. In the past, it was true. People experience violence on a daily basis, but since 2017, there has been awareness raising that has changed. So on this law on the protection of children, there have been many improvements, and now children do not hesitate. They report things to the gendarmerie and other bodies when they see violence against children. So they report it to the gendarmerie, and also cyber crimes are reported. We analyze what happens on the social media to monitor, but also to raise awareness. And whenever anything is flagged, we intervene. Pornography now and prostitution. OPSC. I think this has been addressed, but as far as we're concerned, we had two cases and they've been taken to court, they've been prosecuted. Yesterday, a question was put to us on the Seracira, the Seracira network, which is a network set up to protect people from SGBV, but also it's used to protect children. It operates especially in the eastern region of Madagascar. It's a pilot area or region, so to speak, and it's the Domasuna gendarmerie team working on that. Since 2021, it's been active. 12 cases have been put together and sent to courts, and 18 complaints also have been handled. 12 cases, 18 complaints, some of which are still being processed. In other words, they are about to go before the court, or they're being processed by courts. In terms of corruption now, much has been made of corruption in connection with the protection of the rights of the child, but in the gendarmerie, we have teams to counter corruption, especially within the ministry. We have the office to combat corruption and to handle complaints, and that since 2018, and this is empowered to receive and process complaints about corruption and other complaints, of course. But as far as we are concerned in the gendarmerie, we have the anti-corruption squad that operates at the level of every unit of the gendarmerie. So we provide awareness raising, and we are any complaint about corruption based complaint that any citizen wishes to level against a member of the gendarmerie can be filed. Can I say something more about the state armed group, non-state armed group in connection with children? What the CIMIP? It's the School for Child Troops. This CIMIP is managed by the Army Chief of Staff. So this is age for children aged 16 to 18 from second to terminal school years. That's year 11 to year 13 in the British system. And it goes as far as the 2 years after the baccalaureate. These children go to those to schools when they want to become career military personnel, but they don't receive military training there. Rather, these are centres, education centres and training centres where children get regular schooling, and they're taken care for by the state, and their rights as children are respected, right to health, right to education, and there they're protected against all forms of violence. They have supervisors there, and any complaints these children have, they can report to their tutor, the person assigned to look out for their well-being. Now, this school is a well-structured school, it's well-organized. for protection and the school results. The academic performance of this school is really good. If you look at all the schools in Madagascar, they in fact have a pass rate of 90%. Pass rate of 90%, which means that the children going to those schools are well supervised as far as their education is concerned, as far and also as far as their discipline is concerned. On the Dahalo, we believe we've addressed that issue of the Dahalo, so which means that I've come to an end. The interpreters are very grateful for the speaker for having moved. The sound was much better.